There are a handful of programs in West Virginia designed to help people as they get older. But there are limitations. For some, you must qualify for Medicaid, for instance. Others don't have enough slots and people to set on and people set on wait lists for months or years. But as Carol Lofton reports, none of them are quite enough to serve the state's rapidly aging population.
The population in West Virginia is declining as young people leave the state to find work. The people who stay are aging rapidly. In West Virginia today, about 16% of the population is 65 and older, according to a Department of Health and Human Resources report. In 2030, it's projected to be about a quarter of the total population. Take that in for a second. A quarter of the population will be aged 65 and older, which begs to question, who is going to A, pay for the people if the tax-paying working-age people are leaving, and B, care for the old people if all the young people have left, especially since state-run organizations only serve a fraction of the aging population.
We go into the homes and provide personal care. We provide bathing, grooming, dressing, toileting. We do provide meals. We also provide we can do their laundry. We can also provide some light housekeeping.
That's Kim Thompson, the director of Lighthouse. Lighthouse is a program of the Bureau of Senior Services that provides care to older West Virginians who make too much to qualify for Medicaid. Basically, it's a service that helps people stay home and independent as long as possible. In 2018, Lighthouse served almost 2,500 people. For reference, there are more than 320,000 adults aged 65 and older in West Virginia.
Do you advertise for Lighthouse at all? I mean, do you have any sense about how, you know, one of the things that I was talking to Meals on Wheels, and they were like, we don't advertise because we already have a wait list, so like, we can't.
Yeah. That's why it is with us. Sometimes, for some reason, some of my brochures will get out.
And then she'll get a lot of calls. So she says she keeps a list with how long the wait list is in each county. Statewide, there are as many people on the wait list as there are being served.
Once they get on the Lighthouse program, they don't usually come off the Lighthouse program. The only ways they come off the Lighthouse program is either if they go to a nursing home, they pass away, or they move out of the state.
Medicaid has a similar program for low-income West Virginians. Additionally, they administer the Aged and Disabled Waiver Program.
It's a program to help keep our seniors and people with disabilities in their homes versus a nursing home.
Cindy Bean is the commissioner for the West Virginia Bureau for Medical Services. The waiver program provides personal care and in-home help for more than 5,800 low-income West Virginians who'd otherwise be eligible for nursing home care. In January, the DHHR cleared their wait list, so everyone who applied and qualified for the services currently has them.
So we've got a couple different programs to help with our seniors,
which helps fill the gap as young people leave the state and or try to hold down jobs and raise kids of their own.
But at the end of the day, I think the aging population of West Virginia is something West Virginia as a whole has to really think about, of how we're going to, you know, help to retain our young people and our young workforce here to help with our aging population and our aging parents.
At the end of the intro summary for the DHHR report on West Virginia's aging population, the authors called the services provided to the elderly a, quote, critical need, and said they expect the cost to the state and federal programs to only increase in the coming years. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.